Philip's Uncle Peter, these are generated. Today's date is 06-18-2022. Dictation is for Mr. Jason York. York spells Y-O-R-K. Jason spells J-A-S-O-N. Date of birth is 04-29-1973. This is a 48-year-old gentleman here for routine follow-up period. Next paragraph. Patient has a history of erectile dysfunction, hypercholesterolemia, comma, hypertension, comma, morbid obesity, comma, diabetes type 2, comma, chronic gout, comma, peripheral edema, comma. Next paragraph. Correction. Patient is here for follow-up for these conditions and medication refills. Next paragraph. Review of systems. Patient reports occasional exertional dyspnea. Denies chest pain. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, he's alert, oriented, no acute distress. Obese gentleman, morbidly obese gentleman. Vital signs are as follows. And blood pressure 136/93. Pulse 87, respiration 18, temperature 98.3, period. Next paragraph. O2 sat is 95% at room air. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory effort, secondary to obesity. Next paragraph. Abdomen severely distended, secondary to obesity. No tenderness of palpation, normal bowel sounds, period. Next paragraph, skin. Yes, brown discoloration is bilateral lower extremities. It's like a socks pattern distribution. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2, tenders normal, motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1, erectile dysfunction. Number 2, hypercholesterolemia. Number 3, hypertension. Number 4, diabetes type 2. Number 5, chronic gout. Number 6, warfarin therapy, period. Next paragraph. Today, labs were drawn. Labs include CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C. Medication were revealed as follows. Sildenafil 100 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days. Next medication, simvastatin, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days. Next medication, lisinopril, 5 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days. Next medication, glipizide, 10 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 9 days. Next medication, allopurinol, 100 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 9 days. Next medication, metoprolol, succinate, 50 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days. Next medication, spironolactone, 25 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days. Next medication, warfarin, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days. Next medication. Next paragraph. Patient and I had a lengthy discussion about his complaints of exertional dyspnea. We talk about the cardiac component of his complaints and the need for him to go to the emergency room for a 4D evaluation today. Patient indicated that he does not have insurance and cannot afford to go to the emergency room. We had a discussion about the consequences of not having this evaluated right away. However, he requests for a cardiology consult, which was done. But this does not negate the fact that he needs immediate intervention for a stabilization period. Says he understand, and we'll go to the ER if he gets worse. He was given a consultation to see a local cardiologist for a 4D evaluation. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.